The Government Accountability Office recently detailed cybersecurity risks posed by small business contractors and how they increase the chances for breaches of Defense Department agencies, I guess, and civilian ones, too. GAO recommends the department's Office of Small Business Programs provide cybersecurity education to its small business partners. But do smaller contractors, in fact, pose a higher risk, or is that just a common misconception? Maria Horton is the CEO of Emisec. Her recent blog post for Signal Magazine had several pieces of advice for small contractors, and Ms. Horton joins me now. Good to have you on.
Oh, it's great to be here. Thank you for inviting me.
All right, so you seem to beg to differ. Is there, in fact, a higher security risk for federal customers, defense or civilian, when they're working with small businesses?
A lot of talented small businesses today that are working as defense contractors. They are investing in innovative technologies. They are training their people, and they are establishing the same type of resilience as many of our larger companies working with cloud providers, building in some of the capabilities. So I think sometimes it's a misnomer that small might need a little help from GAO. We also have a number of companies that hold ISO certifications, which have demonstrated their strength in this field.
All right. So what about the idea of the Small Business Administration kind of jumping in here and helping? Because maybe everybody's not equally good at this whole business of cybersecurity.
Well, I think that is a valid point, and that it would be received well by many small businesses who perhaps haven't planned to do the training or haven't extended the training to some specialized capabilities. So that is a great baseline and foundation from the SBA as well as from DOD. But I think that they should recognize that there are some established small and medium-sized businesses that have proven they do the basics. They have business continuity plans. They have provided some baseline training, and they have been awarded or earned some of their capabilities and certifications to support DOD. I think that there are a number of growing companies in this area. Much like my own, they hold ISO 20000, which is IT service management, or security, such as ISO 27000.
And you also point out, I think quite pointedly in the beginning of the piece that you've written there, that some of the big businesses aren't all that good at it, and all you have to do is look at the headlines.
Well, that's a mixed bag, though. So there are larger businesses that are being breached, and they are being targeted. They, too, struggle with their design and architecture. They struggle with their response. And remember, all of us have employees or staff members who could click on a link or could go to a website and have a drive-by attack. There are a number of different exploits. So I think to categorize that only small businesses need education isn't necessarily the complete answer.
And I wanted to ask you, in general, companies, small ones, companies such as the company of your size, how frequently do you hold federal information in your own databases, in your own systems? I know the large contractors often have, you know, the most often cited example is, say, a Lockheed, which would have blueprints and other pertinent data to large platforms. Do small businesses tend to have government-sensitive data in their own systems?
So that's a great question. So businesses of all sizes today have government-furnished information. Sometimes they have government-furnished equipment. Emisec is a cloud security and engineering company under $7 million. It depends on the contract that we are awarded. And as the cybersecurity field evolves, we are seeing more and more regulations, including those from DOD, about protecting that information. The original question about whether or not the larger companies are maybe more targeted or hold more information, I think that that's just a natural occurrence as a result of the number of contract awards they have.
And also they're in the public sector. I mean, they're publicly traded, so there's a lot more information about them possibly that's out there for people cruising could say, this looks like a good place to hit.
Absolutely true. That reconnaissance piece from our attackers tends to be what is available, how can I Google it, where can I find it. So it is a combination of all these complex factors.
We're speaking with Maria Horton. She's the CEO of Emisec, which, and she's written a blog post in Signal Magazine for AFCEA. And so you've got some pieces of advice for fellow small businesses on how they can do better in their own cybersecurity. What are some of the top things companies ought to do?
Make sure you have a business continuity plan. Build in or architect your resilience, both into that business continuity plan from a technical perspective as well as a functional perspective. Make sure that you train your employees related to online cyber safety. We hear it oftentimes, don't click on a link you don't know or from a source you don't know. Investigate it. If you think that link is odd, make sure you go back to Google and see if there are any other references to that organization. And then make sure that you have the basics. Are you doing what's called routine grooming? Do you have the firewalls? Do you have antivirus? And are you keeping it up to date?
And also, when you are, say, bidding on a job or you have maybe an audit going on by someone from the defense, the defense contract audit agency or whoever it might be, a contractor's technical representative, contracting officer's technical representative, is it a good idea to show before they ask what kinds of continuity plans you might have and what your cybersecurity posture looks like?
This is increasing. It's a terrific observation. We will see more and more of pre-contract award audits or capabilities, and not audits in the sense of accounting, but can you demonstrate to me? Can you show me what your plan is? It's great to get those prepared now. It's something we help other companies with, too. It's good business.
And if you are a small business and most of your resources that you have for people go to the people that are expert in what it is you're trying to sell to the government, can you outsource a lot of the cybersecurity, or do you have to sort of bite the bullet and bring people in-house that often these people are in demand and the salaries are going up?
All great observations. Again, the salaries are going up. There is a complex kind of model. You want to do what you can in-house, but if you can't afford it, there are a number of companies, small, medium, and large, that are working together. That strategy for your company is what will make the difference for you in your success. We help companies of all sizes. We actually outsource some things as well. And in today's cloud world, there are a number of solutions that you can either customize or utilize to get that type of protection, as long as you do your due diligence with the contracts and the negotiations.
And now you're the CEO, so it sounds like you're implying that this is something that the CEO, him or herself, really ought to keep top of mind pretty much every day.
Absolutely. It's their bread and butter. The CEO owns the company, and the CEO ultimately is accountable for it.
All right. Maria Horton is the CEO of Emisec. As always, great to have you on.